Hello all. 2 episodes in 2 days. Basically unheard of, but bear with me. Well, by the time this will be published, it'll probably be past midnight. So technically, it's 2 episodes in 3 days, technically though. So, I am someone who has a hatred of self-help books. I think they're pretentious. I think they're boring. I do not like them. I think that speaks more of my maturity than it does of anything else, because I'm someone who doesn't like being told I'm doing something wrong. So, yeah, self-help books don't do well for my ego. But I'm taking a personal finance class this year. Also this week, but this year. No, it's not optional. And it's taught by a very wonderful man. If you know him, he's Mr. Stroll. He's my math teacher also. And he's very intense. But anyways, so he gave us this workbook and this book. The book is called The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. I've read let me grab the book. 150 pages of the book, and I can't get through it. It's very, very hard to read because it's a lot, and I have to read, they're not really chapters, 100-ish pages a week. So, I also have other things to do. So, this isn't the only thing I'm doing, so I'm getting through it. But he gave us a workbook, and it has all these questions that have you analyze your life. And I don't know why it's taking me 2 minutes to get to the point today when last week's episode was so short, but bear with me. So one of the activities, as you would call it, is to create a mission statement. And these are Jordan Peterson's book, 12 Rules for Life. So this is like your own 12 Rules for Life, but it doesn't have to be 12 rules or any amount. It's just the things that that you want to live by or you will live by, and they're your core values. So you go through all these exercises, and then you look back on the answers to your questions, and then you can write your mission statement. So I'm just going to share mine because I like mine and I think it's very well written, if I do say so myself. So here we go. Oh, and I also decorated it. And it's going to be hanging up on my wall. So if you want to see a picture of it, I could put it in the podcast, but that seems a little bit stupid. Anyways, here we go. No one can stop me. Walk into the kitchen as who you want to be, not who you are. Dress to impress. Choose to be kind. Learn the way you understand. Discard how anyone else does. Smile at strangers is crossed out. Don't care about what others want you to do. Talk to your parents about their day and listen. Check up on your friends. Balance work and passion. Seize each day with a narrative to inspire. I become who I am, so I am who I wish to become. So my mission statement, I realized, is based off the thing, walk in each day as who you want to be. Basically, fake it till you make it. And I've been faking my confidence for a very long time, and then it just kind of rubbed off on me. And now I'm so confident I don't know what to do with myself. I mean, I started a podcast at 15. Who in their right mind starts a podcast at 15? I don't even have, interesting things to say, but I've got people in, Iran and India listening to it. So, hi guys. But, yeah, I think it's important to sit down and just think about who you are and what makes you tick. What is 5 things that will shape who you are or do shape who you are? And I have matured a little bit. I don't absolutely hate self-help books anymore. You just can't overdose on them because they're interesting. Anyways, I hope everyone has a great day. And yes, seize the day.